This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I'm working on a book about the five senses and how we can use our five senses to give us a sense of vitality and connection to the moment and to other people. I found that just as we can sometimes minister to the body through the spirit, sometimes we can minister to the spirit through the body. I was very struck by this passage from Ann Patchett's memoir, Truth and Beauty, A Friendship, about Ann Patchett's enduring friendship with fellow writer and poet Lucy Greeley. Near the end of her life, Lucy Greeley was struggling with depression and addiction, and Ann Patchett describes how she tried to help. I figured even if I couldn't make Lucy deeply happy, I could provide the kind of happiness that would seem hollow if we had the money or the time to stay in it too long. I booked Lucy a massage and had her eyelashes dyed. I took her for a pedicure. I bought her the best pâté I could find in Nashville, along with SpaghettiOs and Hungry Jack biscuits and everything else I knew she liked. We went to a bad movie and then stayed for a second bad movie. I took her shopping and bought her whatever she wanted. And she was happy, and I was happy. As Ann Patchett points out, these kinds of activities would seem hollow if we pursued them too long. And yet it's also true that our bodies and our senses can be a source of profound comfort. I'll post a link to Truth and Beauty, which I highly recommend, in the show notes. Also, on the Happier podcast for our book club, we interviewed writer Ann Patchett about her novel, The Dutch House. I'll also post a link to that conversation. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.